Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Could I have your zip code, please?
21220.
21220. Thank you. Give me one moment. First and last name, please.
Steven Sprouse.
Could you come be under a different first and last name?
I don't think so. I mean, it's my credit card.
Do you have an order number, sir?
Do I have a what?
Do you have an order number?
All I have is three recurring payments on my credit card, monthly payments. I'm trying to figure out what they're for.
Okay. Well, I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. I'm not pulling an account under your zip code with your first and last name. Do you have a different, is this the only phone number that the order could have been under, or do you have a different phone number?
No, this is the only phone number I have.
This is the only phone number that you have, okay. Give me one moment. My last option will be try to pull it up with your card information, and that'll be with the first six and last four numbers of the card. If we're billing you, it'll pull up that way. If we're not, it will show no records.
All right. Let me grab it real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you need?
I need the first six and last four numbers of the car that you're stating that you're getting billed from. Please.
All right, the first six is 537993.
Let me see, 537953?
93.
And last four?
0206.
Okay, so 5379930206, correct?
Correct.
No, sir, there's still no results found.
Okay, I'm looking at it for the last 3 months.
I'm not saying that you're not getting billed. I'm just stating on my system, on my database, there's no records. So you might be calling the correct call center, but not the correct company. If you're not calling in the correct company, when you call in, a system pulls up. And I can only search you in that system. I cannot search you in the other 300 systems that we assist with.
So this is the number that's associated with the charge on my credit card. So what do you think I should do from this point on? How do I reach somebody about
it? The only thing that I could advise you, your financial institution, we'll have to give us a call and confirm that we're the company that is billing you. But we will inform them the same information that we're informing you, that we're unable to pull up an account with your card. And they will advise you what they can do on their side. Because we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. So, like, I can't provide you with what you're getting billed because I don't know until I have an account pulled up.
This is a catch-22. I don't know what to do now. All right. But I don't want to get charged another $67.32. because it's from In Demand Pro Electronics, something like that.
Yes, our companies have, we don't have control over the merchant ID. That's just the merchant's name. That doesn't mean that that's the company's name.
What is it? Yeah, you know, the only thing I have is under the statement, it's got a reference number, transaction date, posting date, and then it's got description and then a phone number, and it's, I guess it's out of Missouri, I think. That's all I, that's all I can see on my statement. I just know that there, and then that's the one from November, and then there's two other ones. Actually, three other ones.
Yes, they will have to give us a call. I do apologize, sir.
So my credit card company has to call you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is there something else I can assist you with, sir?
No.
Okay. I apologize about the